Please.
You have loud, clear audio. It's good to hear you on testing there, KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for responding to the test. Just changed something about on my transmission line and wondering if I had degraded the performance, and evidently I'm at least making it to the repeater. Thanks very much, and 73, this is Mark in Belton, AF4LB.
There is a little bit of noise on your signal, but that may be the repeater. We've been having some issues, but your audio is clear. I can hear it. It's full quieting. So just a little bit of noise, white noise on there, but it sounds good. KA3JCA clear.
Roger, roger. Thanks very much. AF4LB is clear.
VN4ZLK.
N4ZLK, AF4LB. Shane, you've got a great signal in here to Belton tonight. Over.
Well, I heard you and Richard, and hello, Richard, you, I'll talk with you in a minute. It's always good to hear you. I don't hear you very often, but it's like I'm always around the radio when you pop on, so I just wanted to say hello.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, I just took the little antenna, which was mounted outside the window here, and put it up on the roof. I took down an old dish TV that was taken out of service and just put the... I just mounted it on the top of the short mast there, and just happy that we're getting out. So hope you and your family are doing well, Shane, and always good to talk with you. I won't stick around, but all the best to you and your family. And 73, this is AF4.
Doing well. I hope you guys are, too. It's good to hear you. Yeah, you do have a little noise on the signal. Richard was a lot clearer. But I think it's your location down there in Belton. I don't know if there's much that can be done about it, but you are perfectly copyable. So you have a good evening, a great weekend. Good to hear you. AF4LV and 4ZLK.
Sally said to say hi, but she can't talk much because she's got like an earache, like the side of her face is hurt, and she doesn't know if she has an ear infection or not. So she's laying down, but she heard you, and she says, "That's Shane."
Yeah, I hope you feel better. I hope she gets better, Richard. Yeah. Maybe it's from the, does she wear a phone, earpiece for her job?
The, a dual headset. It's a Bluetooth headset. Actually, I had to go in there and try to work on it tomorrow because the first day she hooked it up with the dongle, it worked fine. But she took it down and she charged it that, she tried to use it the next day, and it doesn't work at all. But yet the headphones work with my wireless Bluetooth, but I can't get the dongle to activate. It's almost like the dongle may have been fried, it seems like, because she said it when you plug it into the computer that she had it in, it got real hot, KA3JCA.
Well, I hope you get it figured out for her. Anyway, are you doing all right today? I'm just out mobbling around, running a couple errands. Worked outside in the garden this morning. Got some more seeds planted and a little bit more tilled up. Another little row just for some more greens to put in eventually. But had a good day so far. How about you?
Allie went over and visited with her mom today. I visited a little bit with Ashley this morning and then Robert. KQ4 CRG came over and we worked on his Kennytone 878 DMR radio and gave him a whole bunch of code plug information, and he's up and running now, so at least now he can get into the Spartanburg DMR machine.
It's gone by the last several weeks where you haven't helped somebody with their DMR, so that's really good. I know everyone appreciates the help.
Would have been much farther along here in this area. Had back in 2015 when I first got involved in the DMR, if there would have been more help out, but everybody else was kind of like what I was, and some people just didn't want to help, and some people became discouraged because it's a little technically, I guess, difficult-wise to some people, good understanding, you know, hey, that here you have a frequency and then you have a filing cabinet, and in that filing cabinet you got four drawers, and then in those drawers that are zones you have folders, which are your channels. So it just trying to make them, you know, easy layman's term for them to understand. Okay, that's what I've tried to do. So I've got like about 10 people on my computer here that I've created folders for that I've helped.
So I might be knocking on your door one day asking for a little bit of help with one. I don't know. I don't have the time right now. But it does sound interesting, intriguing.
What's nice about that is if you get one and you get a handheld and you get the hotspot with it, you could buy a battery. I bought a bigger battery pack. They give you a little small 5,000 milliamp battery that I don't know how long it keeps your hotspot going, but I have a bigger one. It's like a 30,000 milliamp hour battery, and it also has the solar panel on it, so I can recharge the cells during the daytime and still keep my hotspot plugged in. But you have the hotspot in your vehicle to turn it on, and your radio, and it's plugged up to a cigarette lighter or power source, and you could talk on that all day long, and you can get into all the repeaters. It's like being on an HF radio talking to everybody around the world, Shane.
A lot of fun on a trip. We take a few trips or a couple trips a year, and of course I'd have to let her drive then, and so I could play with the radio, but I don't know. I like to drive. I don't know why, because that's what I do for a living, but I like to drive and she likes to sleep, so it works out really well.
What are your AirPods in your ear? The radio comes with a little small PTT button that mounts on your steering wheel, or you can actually put it on one or two of your fingers and just key it with your thumb. But you can be driving down the road, listening and talking at the same time, and it's not blaring in the car to disturb anybody else. It's going right to your earpiece. So, oh, trust me, I'll give you an excuse to go get one.
I probably don't need an excuse, but just don't have the time right now. But like I said, it does sound intriguing. I've enjoyed listening to everybody getting involved in it, hearing their success with it. So I'll do it eventually. And of course, that's okay.
Yeah, we know you will. So, but I don't know if you, I know you're not working, but so what kind of stuff do you plant in the garden? Okay, for JCA.
Carrots and some radishes and some beets and collard greens and some lettuces and some broccoli and I see there's something else. Some kale and I think there's something else. Oh, beet. Yeah, I told you. I said beets. Yeah, I think that's about it. Anyway, got a few rows, several plants of each of those.
Do you have a raised flower bed or garden bed, or is it just the ground tilled up and treated, like you put the mulch in the compost and stuff in the ground?
Ground. I used to have a garden at our house in Simpsonville just about every year, and this is the first year I've done one. I didn't even get one in this summer. This is the first one I've planted. There was an area where the previous owner had a garden. So I just kept it mowed down and just let it sit fallow, and I had leaves and ashes and stuff like that, ash from the grill, the fireplace, and I just turned it over a couple weeks ago, and man, that soil is really rich. Plus, my wife has a worm garden, a worm bin that she feeds vegetables to, and they turn it into really good dirt and feeds all our scrap vegetables. And we've got several buckets of really good soil out of that. So we're going to see how it works this year.
Did she box in her worm bed? Is that how she did it, like with some 2x4s or 2x6s and make a worm bed that way?
She's just using a plastic tub. She drilled a bunch of holes in the bottom of it. And it's funny, she can direct the worms. She'll feed them on one side, and a week later they're on the other side. It's completely void of worms. They'll all be where the food is, and she can move them back and forth like that if she needs to get some soil out of it. So just in a plastic tub, she keeps a screen netting over it.
It is here, but I know that they sell red worms and they also sell night crawlers. But when I lived in upstate New York, my dad took like a 2x4, 2x6. It made like a little box that he kept in the ground, and, you know, then he had cardboard on the bottom, put in a little bit of dirt and mulch in the compost that worms hang out in. And then what we would do is we would literally go out to the golf course when it was raining or right after a heavy rain, and you could use a flashlight and see all these night crawlers all over the golf course. And we'd pick them up and bring them back and put like a couple dozen in the box, and then, you know, as you feed them and so forth, they multiply. And boy, we had worms going there for the longest time, and we never had to go dig for worms to go fishing.
That's basically the same principle. The worms she got, she ordered a batch of them, about 1,000 of them, I think they came. It was a certain type of worm. They're about medium size. They're supposedly they produce the best soil in the least amount of time somehow. And I guess there are people that figure that out. But they've done really well, and you know, they've multiplied, and they will. It doesn't take long, you know, a couple months, and there'll be another good bit of soil that we could use to mix in with whatever we're planting.
Did she buy a book to learn all that, or did she just pick it up and off through the internet?
Just read a bunch on the internet, watched some videos, and did some research that way.
Next time you talk to her, I'd like to find out the name of that worm. Because I wanted to do something, because I tried a little small raised bed out front here, and I went and bought a couple of containers of red worms from, like, Walmart, you know, back at the fishing department, and brought them home, and there were quite a bit of worms inside the container when I dumped them in, and this thing's probably about 24 inches deep, and, of course, I didn't put anything on the bottom, so I don't think I have many worms left. And plus, I didn't realize that I had a nest of robins out here, and I think my birds were picking my worms off.
Hey, yeah, that was probably like a drive-through for them. And the other station, I didn't quite catch the call. You're a little noisy in there. Go ahead.
Is that okay? KJ4WZN. Daniel, how are you?
KJ4WZM, I believe that's, I never can remember your call. How are you today? It's good to hear you. Do you know Richard, KA3JCA?
Well, Richard real well. He just programmed his radio about a week ago now. I've got one of those radios y'all were talking about just a moment ago, the ATC870. I've got the 2+ with the Bluetooth, that kind of thing. I got Richard to program for me. I'm down here at my parents' house, and I was telling them that that the guy that was a GPS driver.
Last bit, but if I heard you correctly, you said you're at your parents' house, and you were telling them that you met the UPS driver when you were young, and which was me, obviously. So tell him hello. That's good, though. I don't know if you're still copying the signal, but say hello to him for me. That's really good. And take it away, Richard. Go ahead and say hello to Daniel.
You know, day of the net went pretty good last night. Had a little bit of complications. I took my medicine and forgot, but I managed to get through the net. And then I put on the wrong pair of glasses, so it made it hard to see. But I've got that solved, too. I got a bigger monitor coming for the program there. Now I know why you like writing it down on paper. But Ashley took care of that for me last night, so we managed to get back on track. KA3JCA in the group.
Hey, about that, Richard, I lost track of time. I was out with one of my friends getting pizza and forgot. I'm sorry about that. I wish I'd been there. I would have helped.
Daniel, are you still, I don't hear you on the radio during the day anymore. Are you still driving the truck for that company in Dacresville?
I just now haven't had a radio in the truck recently with an antenna. I've changed trucks so frequently recently. Now I didn't bother setting my radio stuff back up because I got problems from truck to truck. But now I'm in the same one again. I might set myself something back up again.
You there at the QT. Was that the DMR radio that you showed me?
That's what I'm talking on now. That's correct. That's the one little Bluetooth thingy that y'all were just talking about.
That one I saw in person. So Patrick showed me his later, but at the time I didn't really put it together which one it was. So anyway, it's good to hear you. I'm glad you said hello, Daniel. And make sure you tell your parents hello. N4ZLK. Go ahead.
Let's see if I got it real quick. KJ4WDN. And Richard, I'm going to hop off of here. I'm going to go ride my bike back home. So I'll try my due diligence to be careful, and we'll holler at y'all later. KA3JPA and N4ZLK. KJ4WDM 73, y'all. We'll catch you later on down the line.
73, Daniel, KA3JCA.
Be careful riding home. We'll talk to you again. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Richard.
Yep. I've been good. I keep wanting to talk about food, and I keep kicking myself with my missing foot there to say, don't mention food.
I'm giving you a hard time. I don't mind at all.
I know that. But there was something I was going to say. Like today, Cassie went up and got me some chicken livers, and I had a couple of pulled pork sandwiches. The pulled pork there was good, too.
Variety of stuff there. Usually when I stop, it's just to run in and use the restroom. Occasionally I'll get either a water or a cup of coffee. But they've got this new coffee machine that does everything automatically, does all the grinding, and I just don't like it as well as this the old-fashioned brewed coffee in the pot. I would prefer that, and they quit doing it, I think. They use this new machine now.
I'll get you a couple of those steel thermoses. Make a couple of pots at home and make it the way you want it. Fill those up and throw them in the truck and take them with you.
I actually don't drink coffee very often. It's just occasionally. Now, I will do that. I have done that with tea, but tea doesn't last if you make it ahead of time and carry it like that. So I've got a little kit that I put together, and I can actually brew a cup of tea when I'm sitting down, you know, wherever, if I take a break or something, or pull over, or if I'm down at the hub waiting on the loads, I can make a cup of tea right then and there. So it works out really well.
Sally over here, her one ear is still working. She's like, oh, I love my coffee. But, we both of us have never been really a hot tea drinker. Sally's mom loves hot teas. So, like, when we travel, we usually take the leftover teas or coffee packs from the hotel room. She'd bring it back to her mom and give it to her mom. And then we bought the Keurig, and I also buy the regular beans, and I have a grinder, and I can grind my own coffee now, and then I can repack it in the K-Pod to run through the K-Cup system.
That probably save you a little money there on coffee, too. I used to drink it. My wife still does, and I'll drink it occasionally. I used to drink a couple cups every morning and really enjoyed it, but I kind of lost my taste for it. So I've always liked hot tea. I grew up drinking it. So it's my old standby. And if I'm at home and it's cool outside, I'll probably drink 5 or 6 cups of it a day, if not more.
Well, my parents grew up here in South Carolina, Rock Hill area, but we also traveled. I used to be an avid tea drinker, and I would put away a gallon of tea a day, maybe more sometimes. But I used to enjoy making sun tea. I got myself one of those old glass pickle jars, cleaned it out real good so there's no more pickle flavor in there. But I would take the water and the tea and put it out there. Then somebody told me to mix it with the sugar already in it so it's dissolved. But when you do that, when the tea steeps or brews, the water that's on top that has no sugar in it, well, that's where the tea goes. The bottom stays clear with the sugar in it. And, of course, once it steeps the tea and you shake it up, it stays combined. It doesn't separate again. But I used to make a lot of sun tea. I really enjoy that.
Made a little bit of that through the years. Used to drink a lot of iced tea. Don't really drink it much anymore. But I heard you say the word pickle, pickle jar, and it reminded me, I put up some, we had some tomato plants this year, had some leftover green tomatoes, and I put a couple jars up with pickled them. I'm going to try and put some peppers and onions, and found a recipe for it. I've never had pickled green tomatoes before, so we'll see how they turn out.
Can you get your nobody else? Wanted to use the repeater? Oh, yeah. That's just like I had my first experience with fried green tomatoes. They're good. I like eggplant. I like beets, carrots, radishes. Sally's not much into the beets or radishes or carrots. She's not really into the collards either. But I told her I could make the collards where they're not bitter, and she'll enjoy them. So Chad's going to bring me some collard greens.
Young collard plant leaves, and she'll make a vegetable wrap out of it, and she's made some kind of dip. So it'll be sliced carrots and cucumbers and then wrapped in a baby collard leaf, you know, one that's big enough to make a wrap out of it, and that is a really good, really good treat.
Like oil or vinaigrette on it. I like to make get some fruit, make some orange or raspberry vinaigrette with that. It's vinegar and oil, EVO, and just mix it that way. And then saturating it, but just a couple of drops over it to give it a little bit of flavor too.
Kind of dip, and I'm sure it had probably some oil, if not some vinegar, something in it like that, but. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it again. It was really good. And I didn't grow up eating collards, but I do like them. I don't like eating them out at restaurants. I just haven't ever liked the taste of them, but I do like them when we make them at home.
Good evening, Shane. I just wanted to thank y'all for getting me motivated talking about food. Those wraps sound really good, Shane. And, I'm finally getting off my butt, and we had planned on doing barbecue plates, so I'm going to run get us a barbecue plate, okay?
Hey, good to hear you this evening, and see what talking about food does. It makes everybody hungry.
I went for your barbecue plates at?
Monica, we've got a little local place here, Three Pigs, and they're pretty decent. There are better places farther away, so they're good for a standby every now and then when you want some pulled pork.
Local Pigs?
Three Pigs, but I believe that is the take on it, over.
Really, I'm not sure if it's the same thing or not. It's kind of close to the post office. I've eaten there for lunch a couple times. It's pretty good. It's not bad, and it'll do in a pinch.
Those are related. I believe there's one also in Anderson, too. But, yeah, we've got one here locally in Seneca. And I tell you, their Brunswick stew is probably some of the best Brunswick stew I've had. It reminds me of Mama's. Go ahead, Richard.
We're looking for good barbecue places. There's a couple here. One that's up off of Pelham at 14. I think it's called Charlie's. And then there's another one right down the road here. Near the Big Lots here off of Woodruff Road, and then there's another one off of I can't even think. I think it's Verde or something. It takes you back over toward Roper Mountain Road area or something like that. It's a little back road that by our church that takes you over. There's a barbecue place there, but there's a place that I tried over. I want to say Union, or it's east of me here, but it has barbecue, and it was on the Diners, Dives, Drive-Ins, and Dives TV show. And we actually went over there and tried it one day, and I actually enjoyed that in their mash.
Good. I think I know the one you're talking about on Roper Mountain Road. We use them to cater. I actually used to work for the guy years ago. He had a woodworking tool business out there in the same place. Bucky's Barbecue. I was trying to think of the name of it. But he catered one of my daughter's weddings, and it was really good.
There's the Smoking Pig over there in Sandy Springs, in between Clemson and Anderson. They're really good, and We've got another one down Highway 11, almost to the interstate down there. The spotted pig, that's good, but like I said, the three pigs is nice and close, so we can just run up town, grab that, and come back. And Richard, I heard you talking about DMR radio earlier. Make sure you get everybody programmed up for SC Upstate 31457. I don't know what you're doing for programming all of those.
If you'll give me a second, I'll pull up the software. I've got a bunch of VHF repeaters in here. I've got some UHF, and then I put in all of the South Carolina, North Carolina DMR.
Probably already got Upstate in there. Yeah, it used to be that me and Stacy in 4OVQ down in Anderson, we used Upstate for basically a private talk group, but we would definitely welcome anybody else around. I hadn't been as good about keeping mine on here lately as I have been, but I try every now and then when I'm thinking about it, and I've got SC Upstate set as static, so I should hear it if there's not any activity on like 3100 where I'm usually setting that parked at, but see if we can get some more people on SC Upstate. Go ahead, Jake.
I'm going to go ahead and clear out of here. I'm almost home. Keith, really good to hear you. The next time you talk to Stacy, tell him I said hello. Richard, you and Sally and Ashley have a great weekend, and hope Sally gets to feeling better. And I know we'll talk to you again. And good to hear both of you tonight. N4ZLK, 73, guys.
73, Shane.
Is that okay, Key? N4CHY. Yep, good to hear you, Shane. And like I said, I just heard y'all talking about the food and wanted to jump in there. And thanks for getting the motivation going to make the barbecue run. Yeah, so I'm going to, yeah, my wife says she greatly appreciates a little third-party traffic there. So, yeah, I'm going to get out of here, too, and get on up there. I think they close at 8 now, so I need to go ahead and get motivated. Good talking to you, Shane, and Richard, you have a good evening. Tell Sally we said hello, and y'all have a great evening. We'll talk to you later. KN4CHY, back to you.
With you later about that other repeater. Now, that Upstate, is it just a DMR repeater real quick?
Upstate's just a DMR talk group. I usually use a hotspot, so, you know, like you were saying before, when you get a hotspot, you've got just a wide selection of where you want to go.
That's the one that's on the Brandmeister talk group, correct? A couple of the guys right now have the hotspot, but we're trying to get a few more to get a hotspot, whether they build it or buy one. Whatever, but I will go actually add that talk group to my radio here in a few minutes, and I'll program it in so that I have it. KA3JCA.
Good. There's four different regional talk groups. There's Upstate, Midlands, PD, and Lowcountry. And then there is South Carolina Aries and South Carolina TAC, along with, you know, of course, the South Carolina statewide. So, yeah, if you're running a hotspot, get those programmed up. And like I said, if you hit me up on Upstate, if I'm sitting here listening, I'll probably hear it.
Go on there right now and look up those codes, the talk group codes, and put them in my radio. And then everybody that has a hotspot, I'll make sure I pass it on to them so they can add it to their radio. All righty, you guys enjoy your barbecue, sir. And I think I have a pulled pork sandwich left over from lunch. I may go eat it right now. KA3JCA.
Which is a little more convenient than mine is, but that's all right. We'll get fed eventually. Anyway, have a good evening, Richard. Y'all take care, and we'll talk at you later. K3JCA, K4CHY, I'll be clear.